the rest of the story. Charlie had a cold, and it was a bad one. The kind that punishes you with waves of dizziness for attempting to get out of bed. But even flat on his back, Charlie ached from head to foot. His throat was raw. His face was so puffy that his sister, who was nursing him, barely recognized him. It was practically the worst thing that could have happened to Charlie when it happened. For not even a broken arm could have kept him from this, the opportunity of a lifetime, an audition at the Lyceum Theater. You see, Charlie was an actor. Almost every night for 3 years, Charlie had attended the theater. He had admired the actors. He loved their world. Then one day, Charlie decided to quit his job as a court reporter and make his dream come true. It was not a reckless decision. All his life, family and friends had urged him to pursue a stage career. He was a born actor, they said. And certainly, if anybody was so predisposed, Charlie was. His personality was ideally suited to the profession. An irrepressible extrovert, Charlie added a dramatic flair to the most ordinary conversation. What a face an acquaintance once observed. It has the life and soul of 50 faces. Indeed, Charlie's facile face was capable of producing almost any character or individual expression without hesitation. As a boy, he delighted relatives with a remarkable variety of comic songs and recitations. And then more recently, whenever his sister invited friends over, Charlie would entertain them also. And so his determination to become an actor was hardly spontaneous. It remained only to refine his natural gifts. The first step, of course, required acting lessons. As advised by his instructor, Charlie spent 6 hours a day in front of a mirror. He practiced how to enter a room and how to leave it, how to sit down in a chair and how to get up from it, and, of course, how to express myriad emotions. Further to prepare himself, Charlie memorized all the theatrical roles that he would most like to perform. He even stalked the city streets in search of imitable characters whom he might later impersonate. One day, at long last, Charlie's diligence paid off. The stage manager of the prestigious Lyceum Theater, apparently impressed with Charlie, granted him an audition. In the 2 weeks, meanwhile, the young man rehearsed every imaginable role, feverishly fine-tuning his craft, and then he caught cold. He caught cold, a bad cold. No way would he be well enough in time for the audition. So unhappily, he informed those in charge that he would try again next season. But for Charlie the actor, next season never came. In the intervening months, the would-be thespian, confined, discovered another satisfactory profession, writing. It was a shame about Charlie's cold, really. It ruined his most carefully laid plans. That is, it's a shame for Charlie, and yet how much poorer you and I would be if he had made his world a stage, because in the history of words spoken and silent, there's an actor we've forgotten, but an author we'll never forget, and the two are the same. Charles Dickens. Now you know the rest of the story.